This article appeared in the spring 2014 issue of UU World magazine. Go on a Unitarian Universalist Pilgrimage by Christopher L. Walton. Unitarian Universalists may not have a Camino de Santiago to call our own, but that doesn't mean that we don't go on pilgrimages. Here are a few of the places UUs visit because of their significance to our religious heritage. Boston. 19th century American Unitarians were mocked for believing in the neighborhood of Boston, but you'd have a hard time getting to every major historic site in the Boston area related to Unitarianism and Universalism on even an extended trip. The first Universalist congregation in the United States, founded in 1779, still worships in its 1805 meeting house in Gloucester, Mass. Early feminist Judith Sargent Murray, wife of the church's founding minister, is remembered at the Sargent House Museum. Tufts University in Medford began as a Universalist seminary. Its stuffed element mascot, Jumbo, was donated to the school by Universalist layman and circus impresario P.T. Barnum. In Boston itself, UU visitors stop outside the Charles Street Meeting House to recall the experimental worship that made it famous during its 30 years as a Universalist church from 1949 to 1979. North of Boston, Universalist history buffs look to the past and future each September at the John Murray Day service at Universalist Memorial Church in Winchester, New Hampshire, where Universalists adopted the profession of faith that defined them for more than a century. At Ferry Beach in Saco, Maine, UUs revere the memory of the circuit riding minister Quillen Hamilton Shinn. Unitarianism dominated Boston in the early 1800s, and testaments to its heyday are everywhere. A large statue in the public garden commemorates the Unitarian minister William Ellery Channing. For example, his name is part of a ceiling frieze in the Boston Public Library, and his house is marked with a plaque on Mount Vernon Street. Many of the city's oldest churches once belonged to Unitarian congregations. Three downtown churches still do. King's Chapel, built in 1754, Arlington Street Church, built in 1861, and First Church, which was rebuilt in 1972. But Transcendentalism, the spiritual, literary, and reform movement that transformed Unitarianism in the 1840s and 1850s, attracts a broader range of pilgrims. From Elizabeth Palmer Peabody's Boston Bookshop, now a restaurant where Margaret Fuller edited the Dial and led women's study groups, to sites in Concord, associated with Ralph Waldo Emerson, the Alcott family, and Henry David Thoreau, pilgrims leave stones at Thoreau's cabin site at Walden Pond and at his grave in Sleepy Hollow Cemetery. UU seminarians at Harvard Divinity School offer a guided tour of historic sites in Boston and Cambridge. Download a self-guided walking tour of 34 downtown Boston sites from the UUA. Although the UUA is no longer leading tours of its Beacon Hill headquarters as it prepares to sell the 1926 building, its new headquarters on Farnsworth Street will include something 25 Beacon Street never had, a heritage and vision center with spaces specifically designed for visitors. Selma, Alabama. The civil rights movement galvanized UUs in the mid-20th century and cost two their lives. Visitors to Selma, Alabama find monuments to two white UU activists who died responding to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s call for allies on a 1965 march from Selma to Montgomery, protesting the killing of a young black man, Jimmie Lee Jackson, and demanding voting rights for African Americans. President Lyndon B. Johnson invoked the murder of the Reverend James Reeb, who flew to Selma with many other UU clergy at King's invitation when he pressed Congress to pass the Voting Rights Act. Viola Gregg Liuzzo, a UU volunteer who drove down from Detroit, was murdered in her car 10 days later by the KKK. But it took years before she was properly hailed as a hero. the FBI smeared her reputation to cover up the complicity of an FBI informant in her death. The UU Living Legacy Project and the UU College of Social Justice are leading a week-long pilgrimage in Mississippi, July 5th to 12th, to mark the 50th anniversary of Freedom Summer. UUs will then gather in Selma in March 2015 with many others to mark the 50th anniversary of the Selma campaign. Europe. Unitarianism has old roots in Europe. Through the Partner Church Council, many U.S. congregations regularly send members to Transylvania to visit their partner churches in the Hungarian-speaking region of Romania, where Unitarianism has flourished since the 1500s. They often visit the ruins of the prison in Deva, where Francis David, the Unitarian founder and the instigator of Europe's first official declaration of religious toleration, died in 1579. One Unitarian church in Schelgelederge d'Arjou is a 13th century landmark on UNESCO's list of World Heritage Sites. Another early martyr to religious freedom, the Spanish physician and philosopher Michael Servetus, was burned at the stake in 1553 in John Calvin's Geneva, Switzerland, for his outspoken anti-Trinitarianism. A statue in his honor was erected in Annemasse, France, in 1908 when Geneva refused to install it. A copy was finally placed in Geneva in 2011. Other pilgrims visit statues in Spain commemorating Servetus, in Villanueva de Silleja, his hometown, and in Zaragoza, where the medical school honors his scientific achievements, and in Paris. The grave of American Unitarian minister, scholar, and abolitionist Theodore Parker is tragically to be found in the English cemetery in Florence, Italy, where he had gone in 1860 to recover from tuberculosis. Two of Parker's phrases are now woven into the rug President Barack Obama installed in the Oval Office. The arc of the moral universe is long, which Martin Luther King adapted from Parker's writings, and government of the people, by the people, for the people, which Abraham Lincoln picked up from one of his sermons. Elsewhere, we may not officially be a religious movement that reveres saints or that treats particular places as sacred, but that doesn't seem to have robbed us of the thrill of discovering famous UUs or visiting scenes of our traditional great stories. John Murray preached universal salvation in a small chapel on the New Jersey shore where he first arrived from England in 1770. UUs continue to gather on that site for conferences and retreats at Murray Grove. UUs come to the laboratory of the exiled English scientist and 18th century Unitarian minister Joseph Priestley in Northumberland, Pennsylvania, to celebrate more than just his discovery of the element oxygen. At the Women's Rights National Historic Park in Seneca Falls, New York, UUs remember not only Unitarian suffragists like Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony, who also helped organize the first Women's Rights Convention in 1848, but also First Unitarian Church of Rochester, which hosted the second convention. These days, we see Unitarian Universalism's contemporary influence less in bronze statues than in the sight of standing on the side of love shirts, in news coverage of social change movements. Our pilgrimage sites are not so much monuments to the past as they are places where we continue together to pursue justice and to build a wider community. Christopher Walton is editor of UU World, a member of the Church of the Larger Fellowship, and a graduate of Harvard Divinity School. This is a service provided by the Unitarian Universalist Association, UU World, and Equal Access. This article was read by Don Heimel of DPH Vocalese, a member of First UU Church of San Antonio, Texas.